Well, look, I mean, first of all, we know this has been an ongoing saga for a long time now. And I guess going back in the very beginning, people expected that the hotel in Drumahair was going to be used to house students from St. Angela's. When that didn't happen, and it moved to the prospect of it being for people seeking asylum, there were people who had concerns, and I met with them, as most of the local representatives would, you know, and they've voiced those concerns very loudly and clearly. And that's absolutely fine. And we're in a situation now where the council then took a case to the court. And I received a call late yesterday evening, from somebody from IPAS, one of the liaison people. And they told me that on foot of the High Court having concluded that they would be proposing to remove some people into the accommodation in Drumahair at the Abbey Hotel in the coming days, they told me. They said they would all be families. I asked them what the numbers, what were they talking about? They said between 30 to 40 people, and that they would be families. I asked them, would there be any single men coming? Because that was an issue that was raised. And they said, no, there was no intention to have any single men coming at any stage, that it would all be families that would be housed in the facility once it was open and up and running.
And that was one of the key concerns by some members of the community in Drumahair.
Yeah.
Surely that this would maybe give them some reassurance today as part of that key concern. Another one was a lack of services in the village. That's something that ultimately needs to be addressed, I'd imagine.
Well, I think the services one is probably the key one that needs to be addressed everywhere. I mean, we have a crisis in housing, but we also have a crisis in our health services. We have a crisis in education systems and all of that across the country. And, you know, when more people come to an area, naturally enough, people get the impression, and sometimes it's a reality, that it puts more pressure on those services. And, you know, unfortunately, we have many people unable to access a GP. We have many people who have children in school that can't get an SNA. You have all of those issues. And when they see more people coming, of course, it intensifies the pressure for all of those things. And that's why government needs to step up to the mark here and ensure that they do put a genuine effort in to provide adequate services for the people that are coming and for the people that already live in Drumahair and the surrounding areas. I think, and having met with some of the concerned residents there, one of the key issues was around families, and they told me that, you know, that they would welcome a small number of families if there wasn't too large a numbers. I don't know what the numbers is going to be ultimately, but I know they're saying that it has a capacity of approximately, I think it's 120 to 130 people. Now, a lot of the residents were saying that were too many, and that was mainly due to the services issue, and that's absolutely understandable. I think, you know, if it's going to be families and families only, I think that certainly will relay a lot of fears that a lot of people had out there. And I hope that is absolutely the case. The difficulty, Catherine, is, and it's been the difficulty in many of these situations, is the trust breaks down, and trust between, you know, communities and IPAS and government agencies, you know, is at an all-time low in respect of these situations. So I think, you know, every effort has to be to ensure that whatever IPAS is saying they do, that they do that and don't do any more, or don't try to pull any fast ones or do anything that's underhanded, because I think that's really the key to try and to resolve this, that we can try and find a smooth operation of how these things can work out, and that people can integrate into the community and be part of the community and be welcome there.